Welcome to the broadcast The Capital Doesn't Want You to Hear. Today, we are welcoming a voice that the Capital tried to silence. A peacekeeper who saw the 74th Hunger Games from inside the Capital system. For safety reasons, her identity will stay anonymous. Thank you for being here to share your story.
I never thought I'd speak against the Capitol one day. They promised me everything, but after the game, I couldn't be quiet anymore.
Did you believe in the Hunger Games before? Why did you become a peacekeeper?
I mean, yes. We were taught they kept peace and order, and I really needed a job. You know how it is. We were really struggling financially. They manipulated me by saying that I would get a ton of money and they would help feed my family.
I totally understand. When did you realize this job was wrong?
The reaping. When Katniss volunteered for her sister Prim, who was terrified. She was just a little girl. Everyone treated it like it was an entertainment. The cameras, applause and smiles. Why are we celebrating children sent to death?
Did Bruce's death affected you too?
Yes, a lot. She was so innocent. When she died, it didn't feel like a game anymore. It felt cruel. Some other peacekeepers laughed at Katniss when she sang to her, "I have to leave the room."
Did you think a rebellion was coming?
Yes, after Rue's death. District 11 saluted her. It was powerful. People weren't only afraid anymore, they were angry.
As a peacekeeper, did you discover secrets about President Snow and the Capitol?
Yes, I discovered that the Capitol, especially President Snow, are weird people obsessed with death and violence. Serial killers always inspired President Snow, but to avoid shocking the public too much, they combined his two obsessions into a game. TV show and entertainment are very popular in the Capitol, so the Hunger Games keep people distracted and entertained. That's why I think people should boycott the show, in order to overthrow the government and stop this system of child torture.
And final question, do you regret being a peacekeeper?
Every day! Since I was manipulated and forced to witness the cruelty of the Hunger Games. But I can't do anything about it, or else the Capitol will execute me like those who lost the Hunger Games.
Thank you for telling your story. And remember guys, when people begin to question fear, revolution begins.